Welcome to Ignite. Yes, this is a project that I've been working on for a very long time. For those of you that have been with me with the Life Hacking Podcast, I really struggled with the name Life Hacking because one of the challenges that I face as an entrepreneur is the fact that there are really no true shortcuts or cheat codes or anything like that. So Life Hacking was a way to accelerate achievement for entrepreneurs and business owners alike. Well, as I went through this journey, as you know, one of the best ways to find your way, to find the direction you were always meant to go is just to simply go, simply start. One of the big problems that most of us have is that we'll have this idea, or maybe we have some inspiration or motivation, but we don't actually do anything about it because we want it to be absolutely perfect. Well, I am so glad for the first, 20 or so episodes of this podcast, it was under the Life Hacking name. Well, that changes today. This has been a project and a love for me for a very long time, but I didn't really know how to put it into words and into a program, and I finally figured it out just in the last couple of months by simply doing. You probably know me by now. I speak at a lot of events and do a lot of webinars and podcasts and different things, and I love to positively influence and create transformational change in people's lives. It's like so fun to me. And so I hired a coach a few weeks ago. I paid a lot of money to sit down with this coach for about 8 hours, and we went through my entire business model, my entire strategy, essentially my life from the ground up, and reinvented myself, really tried to discover what the obstacles were in my way of really rising to my potential. I mean, you guys know that through the Life Hacking Podcast, I've told the story many times about that time where I was in a really dark place, and I read that quote that said, "The scariest day of your life is the day you die, when the person you are meets the person you could have become." And that freaked me out. And that was around May 22nd, 2019. So it's been almost 3 years now that that actually happened. Well, it looks like a little bit over 3 years, 3 years in just a couple of weeks. And since then, I've been on this journey to what I know is my true calling, which is to help wake up men and women to who they are and help them rise to their potential, help them rise so that they can own life. Too many people, they're stuck in life owning them instead of them actually owning life. Most people do not live the life of their dreams. Most people don't do the things they want to do. Most people live average lives. And that's okay if average is your goal. But I know there are so many of you out there that know that average is not what you want. And frankly, you're called to be much more than average. You're called not to be good. You're called to be great. And you know, and you have that feeling inside you to be great. So I created Ignite. If you haven't joined our Facebook community, please do so. It's facebook.com/groups/igniteincome. And we focus on three things. We want to accelerate your achievement in three areas. Number one, your influence. Influence is the number one principle of leadership. Without influence, you really can't do anything else. You can't change any lives, and let alone yourself, without influence. Without influence, there's no trust. Nobody will listen to you, right? The second part is impact. How can you impact others' lives? I learned this principle a few years ago in the ad agency world. The first few years of my ad agency career was really just about really building a business and making income because I had a few kids at the time. I had to put food on the table. And so I focused on making money. Have any of you ever just focused on making money? Yeah, you might be able to make money, but the problem with focusing on just making money is that it leaves you really empty. You're always just chasing something over and over again. And I remember when this changed. This changed a few years ago when my client came up to me and we had positively grown their business. And I'm talking significantly. They had a valuation of about $20 million when they hired us and sold the company for $267 million. And the owner called me, or the operating manager, I should say, called me and said, "You were one of the reasons why we were able to do this." And that was like the paycheck. That was better than any paycheck that I had ever received, was to be able to have such an impact in the business. Now, I know it wasn't all me, but we played a significant role in that turnaround. And since then, my paycheck, the favorite thing that I see is when I get a note from a client thanking me for positively changing their life, helping them wake up and rise to who they are, helping them do things they never thought possible. I was in a mastermind that I was conducting about 2.5 weeks ago in Austin. It's called my Platinum Partners Mastermind. And in there, we were talking about the progress that the group had made just 4 or 5 months prior in our last mastermind. Now, of course, we had other trainings and coaching and things going on in between, But one of the businesses said, you know what? We are actually doing more in the last 4 or 5 months than we have in the last 5 years of our business. And we are accelerating our growth and accelerating our achievement, finally doing the things we knew were absolutely necessary for us to be able to grow and have impact in the lives of our customers. And it was so cool to see that for so long, they were sort of in that average, just go through the motions every month, every year, and weren't necessarily getting anywhere. Yes, they had a great, profitable, good business, but now they're doing things and leveling up and rising to the opportunities and potential that they have as a business. And that was like the paycheck. Listening to that seriously was the coolest thing ever because I realized, wow, that's what it's all about. And a lot of the strategies that I learned and the tactics and the tools that I gathered didn't necessarily come from me. Yes, I test them out, but I love to learn every day. I read incessantly. I really study from the greats. I had a chance to meet Tony Robbins just a couple of weeks ago and spend a little time with him. And that is just reaching up as high as I possibly can is what I love to do. So if there is something out there that I learned from somebody else, I'm going to talk about it on this podcast. But really, I care for you and I want you to be able to rise to the potential that you have in three areas. The influence you have on others, the impact that you could have on their lives, and the income that you can make on the back end. Now, I added income to that three-part strategy for a reason. And the reason is, well, part of it is because I've been an entrepreneur my entire life, but there are so many people that sometimes think making money is a bad thing. I was asked just yesterday, or I guess it was 2 days ago, to teach a lesson in Sunday school. And the lesson was on goal setting, which isn't necessarily, directly a gospel topic, but I was asked to teach this. And so I did, and I asked a question, how many of you think making money is bad? And there was this confused look among the people that were in that room. And some of them literally raised their hands and said, making money is bad, and others did not. And I thought, wow, that is crazy to me. Because we know, and we've heard it said, that the love of money is the root of all evil, but guess what? The lack of money is also the root of all evil. Money doesn't necessarily change you, it just accentuates your personality, who you really are. So if you're evil to begin with, you're probably gonna use money to continue to be evil. But if you are good, which most of this audience, if not all of this audience, is trying to accomplish something good, if not great, then the more money you have, the more impact you can have. You can absolutely make a tremendous impact in people's lives with very little money. But let me tell you what, you can have a much greater impact in the lives of many, if not millions of people, when you do have money. Your ability to have an impact and influence more people can rise proportionally with your ability to make income. And here's the thing that I have learned, and I struggle with this for so many years because I'm not really driven economically. Have you ever taken a DISC assessment test where the DISC assessment tells you, you know, what you are on your DISC, and it really helps you understand your personality, your traits, your instincts, et cetera, and the things that you do. But there's also some motivators inside of that DISC personality. And economic is one of them. Economic is not my first driving factor. Altruistic is, which essentially what that means is that I am very, very driven to make a difference in the lives of others. That is what drives me. I had a coach once tell me a couple of years ago and said, Eric, there are things that God cannot call you to because of the level of income that you're at. Now, this is a guy that makes a tremendous amount of income, but also does so many things for so many others. I mentioned Tony Robbins. The guy's worth, I think, $700 million, and he's about to feed 1 billion people. I think he's at something like 800-900 million meals already. What a tremendous impact he's been able to have in the lives of literally millions of people, and I don't even know how many countries, because of the level of income he has and makes. And has the ability to be able to get it out to the world. I also noticed one thing that I struggled with early on in my career, but now I truly understand it. And that is this: people that pay attention. I've tried to give away my programs for free before. I've reached out to my family, some members of my family, and say, hey, take advantage of this, it will change your life. A program that I charged $25,000 for. And the people that I gave it away for free, it never went anywhere with them. It never really changed their life. But the people that paid me $25,000 for that program, their lives changed because people that pay attention. And if you paid $25,000 for a coaching program or training, do you think that you would do every single thing that that coach told you to do? Absolutely, because you have so much skin in the game. I remember the very first time I paid $50,000 for a coaching program. Yeah, I paid $50,000 for a coaching program for somebody that I really trusted. It was scary to do. It was an insanely crazy experience, but I did it. Do you think that I listened to every single word that that coach told me? Yeah, 100%, and he's still my coach to this day. And we have a community inside of that group that is absolutely incredible. But yes, it cost me $50,000 a year to be in this program. That is the reason why, even though I'm not economic driven, that when I work with my clients, there's a charge for that. Because I know that people that pay attention, including myself. And I have to tell you, when I spent the first time I spent $50,000 on a coaching program, it freaked me out so bad that I spent 2 or 3 hours creating a program of influence for my clients and impact for my clients. The crazy thing is 2 weeks later, I generated over $400,000 in business just in one day, literally just from that one night after writing that check, because I wanted to make a positive ROI immediately, and obviously went 8 to 1. Immediately. Now that's a program that I think is going to do $1 million this year. I mean, it is not necessarily about the money for me. It is all about the impact for me, because that's why I'm driven. That's what drives me. However, that's why income is a big part of this, because of the fact that I want you to be able to not only have influence, make impact, but also income as well. Now, you don't necessarily have to listen to the income parts, right? If you want to make an impact and you want to be influential, well, there's ways to do that without making an income. But we're going to be focusing on these three things and how you can ignite those things in your life, especially igniting the impact you have in the lives of others. Now, of course, I'm an 18-year entrepreneur. It is my life. So if you're a business owner, you're in the right place. If you have a career, you're in the right place. If you have a family, you're definitely in the right place. If you want to be happy, to grow, to thrive, to get out of the mud, to get unstuck, you're definitely in the right place. So we're going to move away from life hacks. And I've really felt this powerfully just the last few weeks. Literally, this only came to me about 6 weeks ago to change this. And I met with my coach, the one that I referred to in the beginning of this podcast today, and told her about the name. And she was like, yeah, that's it. Ignite, I love it because it lights fire, right? When you say the word ignite, it just lights a passion inside of me. And that's one of the things I love to do, is ignite that potential in other people. We're going to be interviewing some really powerful people. We're going to be interviewing some incredible entrepreneurs, people that have made a ton of impact in the lives of others, people that have made a significant amount of income, and people that are influenced as well. And some of the time, it'll just be me right here on the microphone talking twice a week so that you can hopefully enjoy this on your commute wherever you're going, or when you're sitting at home to listen to this podcast. If you want to be inspired, we're going to do our best to make sure that we inspire you every single time, that you can leave here just feeling inspired to go and change the world. And if not the world, your world. Because let's be honest, everything starts with you first. Then it moves to your family. Then it moves to your neighborhood. Then your community. Then it moves to the world. So I hope you are as excited as I am about this journey for the next coming weeks and months. If you have an opportunity, please join the Facebook group. It's free. We're going to put content there almost on a daily basis starting right now. And it's a great opportunity for you to be able to get to know the community. We have a couple hundred people in there right now. We're going to build this community very strong. We're also going to be having live events as well that you'll be a part of. I love doing live events. I do them on the other side of my business. And it is just so impactful to have live events, virtual events, and in-person events as well. And I've been able to build a community of speakers and coaches and influencers and authors that are so powerful, that can help you improve your life, help you get unstuck, help you get out of that mud, and help you rise to everything that you are. I can tell you right now that even just 3 years ago, I would have never done anything like this. I would have never spoken on stages. I would have never created coaching programs. I would have never been teaching, doing webinars, doing the things that I'm doing now. Now, I know this is what I am meant to do. As Mark Twain says, the two most important days of your life are the day you're born and the day you find out why. Well, just a few years ago, when I was over 40, actually, I learned what I was meant to do, and it's this. Frankly, it makes me happy. Every time I get off stage, I feel just on fire. Every time I do a podcast like this, I feel on fire. Every time I'm coaching and training and teaching and get a note from a client, I just feel that fire. I got one this morning, literally a text from somebody that heard my message just a few days ago and how it influenced their lives. That is the paycheck for me. So if you're like that and you want to have more opportunities like that, speak on massive stages, or even just influence your world, wherever that might be, and however you are meant to do it, this is the right place. So I hope you feel inspired. I hope you have the drive to be better. Because when you start learning and you start growing, an entirely new world will open up to you that you didn't know existed. I know because it happened to me. I'm living a life in a world that I never, ever thought possible. And of course, we're going to have a lot of fun. That's why on the podcast cover photo, I wanted to make sure that we had a lot of color. I'm changing my website completely to add a lot of color, a lot of flair, a lot of excitement, because I want this to be a fun, exciting opportunity. Because if you're not having joy in the journey, if you're not having a ton of fun, then what's the point? What's the point if life isn't great? I want you to have an extraordinary business and I want you to have an extraordinary life. But I also know that your career or your business will fuel your family as well. Our families literally are fueled by the business or careers that we have, because as you know, it's really tough to be really good at home when things aren't great at work and vice versa. We want you to have an extraordinary business and an extraordinary life. That's what I want for you, because ultimately I know that when those things are harmonious and those things are in sync, life is beautiful. And heaven knows we have so many struggles right now in the world today. There are so many voices, so many things that are trying to get our attention, so much evil and negativity in the world. Well, guess what? This is going to be a place of light. This is going to be a place where you can light a fire and ignite that fire inside of you, inside of your business, inside of your life. All right. So welcome to Ignite. We'll see you on the next episode.